Kansas wheat farmers are invited to Hays on Tuesday, May 22nd for Kansas Wheat Day, hosted by the KSU Ag Research Center. Registration will begin at 8:30 a.m. in the auditorium, with coffee and donuts provided by the Kansas Wheat Alliance. The events will last from 9 to 1:30 and primarily consist of a wheat variety tour and presentations. Lunch following the presentations is sponsored by the Kansas Wheat Commission and will be provided to all participants. A complete schedule can be found online at kswheat.com. Dr. Bob Gillen, the department head of the Tri-Center Operations for the Western Kansas Agricultural Research Center, will welcome the participants to Kansas Wheat Day. He says attendees will be able to view and compare all of the leading wheat varieties in Kansas side by side, hear the latest information on managing herbicide-resistant weeds, and they will see demonstrations of wheat yields under different tillage treatments and nitrogen fertilizer rates. The wheat variety tour will be directed by Dr. Gorong Zhang, KSU wheat breeder. Zhang achieved his PhD in plant breeding and genetics and has used his degree in teaching, research, and variety development. Farmers will have the opportunity to interact with the wheat breeders and hear about potential new K-State wheat variety releases from the Kansas Wheat Alliance. Augustina Bohr, Western Kansas Ag Research Center soil scientist, is scheduled to speak about strategic tillage in no-till systems. His expertise is in soil and nutrient management, with emphasis in tillage and nutrient management interactions in dryland cropping systems. Coaxium Wheat Production System for Grassy Weed Control will be presented by Vipin Kumar, weed scientist at the Western Kansas Ag Research Center. His research at K-State focuses on understanding weed biology and ecology and developing integrated weed management strategies for dryland cropping systems. Romolo Lulato, K-State Weed Extension Specialist, will present on wheat production research updates. Currently, Lulato directly oversees over 20 different research projects related to wheat production or applied wheat physiology, most pertaining to master's theses or PhD dissertations of students training in his program. Eric DeWolf, K-State plant pathologist, will be presenting on wheat disease and emerging tools for management. DeWolf focuses his research on development of disease management strategies for fungal diseases of wheat, including Fusarium head blight, tan spot, leaf rust, and stripe rust. Make plans now to attend Kansas Wheat Day on May 22nd in Hays, Kansas. The events are located at the K-State Agricultural Research Center in Hays. For more information, contact Gorong Zhang or visit kswheat.com. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.